Amen. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare the clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the Lord loves and surrounds us and encompasses us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding and take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move and live and have our being. We decree and declare right relations take place right now. We decree and declare right relationships take place right now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround is taking place right now. We decree and declare the double portion happens this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let the word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path this day. We decree and declare that favor around us in traveling, coming and going. We decree and declare the escalations of promotions on this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and add us no sorrow. We decree and declare money is making money ideas happening all around us this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. We decree and declare that good loads over me and daily with benefits. He is my salvation. We decree and declare the manifestations of your word show forth now. We decree and declare that open doors and opportunities and possibilities for your people. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessings we have no room to receive. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. Prophetess, open up the line.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God.
Father God, we thank you for this mighty prayer call. Father, we thank you for the united front, Lord, that we have in this season, Lord, that every night we come together, every morning we come together here, Lord, that we are just starting the day, Lord. Let this prayer reach into the 6 a.m. hour as people start to awaken, get ready for school and get ready for work and get ready for the thing that you have called them to do, Lord. Let them feel refreshed with the feeling of grace and opportunity, Lord. Let them move from every meeting, every interaction, every handshake with more confidence and more leverage and more power in this opportunity, Lord, to declare that your kingdom reigns above all. And there, and without you, Lord, without your Son, Lord, to have given his only life, you have given his life, Lord, Lord, we would not be able to have this chance, Lord. So we thank you for what you have sacrificed. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the skill and the grace to sacrifice, Lord, even when things may not seem in right order, Father. Lord, we thank you for the encouragement every single day, Father, to get up and move further and faster into the things that you have called us to do, Lord. We continue to pray for justice in our country, Father. We continue to, Lord, be encouraged to stand up for our rights. Lord, we thank you for the infrastructure, Lord, the foundation to be confident, Lord, in standing up for what is right no matter what, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom, Lord, in each of our ways to know how to voice ourselves, Lord, know how to cast that net for others to become a part of our network, Father. And Lord, let us always remember that our network is our net worth, Lord. Let us continue to build on new ideas and new ways to increase that, Lord. We bless all the children, those born, those being growing up here, Lord. We thank you for the parents that are taking care of them, Lord, and continue to bless the family. And Lord, we thank you for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, as they have set the foundation for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us, Lord God, that you continue to choose us each and every day, that your hand lay upon us each and every day, Lord God, that the angels of protection, angels of safety, the angels of wealth and prosperity continue to guide us, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that moves us, Lord God. And I just pray that in this season, Lord God, that we have an ear to you like never before, that we hear you deeper, Lord God, that the wisdom would flow, Lord God, that the knowledge would increase, Lord God, that the faith would stretch, Lord God. We pray that in this season, Lord God, in this last quarter of the year, in this last few weeks of the year, Lord God, that you would purge out anything that is not of you, Lord God, that we would move into our new year, Lord God, to experience new blessings, new wealth, new miracles, Lord God. But we thank you that you would continue to walk beside us each and every day, Lord God, that not only have you shed the blood for us, Lord God, but you are with us day in and day out. We thank you for our community, Lord God. We thank you for our leaders. Lord, we thank you for all that you are continuing to do in our lives. And Lord, we pray that your grace be felt on those who are experiencing injustices. We pray, Lord God, that your mercy be felt on those who need to be forgiven. We pray that forgiveness, Lord God, move in the spirits of those, Lord God, who are hardened. Lord, we just pray that open hearts, that love infiltrate, that love move through each and every one of us, each and every day. We thank you for the innovation and the new ideas and the things that you're doing that will allow us to continue to give you glory, Lord God. But we just pray that you would open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, and that we would yield to you and your word, that we would yield to the word, Lord God, and that we will walk out our prophetic word that's been bestowed upon us, Lord God. We pray for our families, both connected and disconnected. Now we just pray that you would just continue to just have total reign over our lives and you would use us. We pray for our shepherds, archbishop and pastor, the prophets, the company prophets. Lord God, we pray for everyone under the sound of this voice, Lord God, that our prayers be heard and that all of our desires will come into great manifestation in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that we could come to you again this morning, Father God, praising you, lifting you up, Father God, being humble before you, Father God. Look upon everyone that's on the call tonight, Father God, those that need a financial blessing, those that need a financial blessing for school, dear Lord, those that need touching and healing in their family, dear Lord. Look upon those names that we called out tonight, Father God, Dawson, Aisha, Olympia, Willie, DeCruz, brother, Darlene Gray, sister, Father, those other names that I don't know, Father, but look upon them. You know them, Father God. Father, we thank you, Father, that you're going to touch their bodies tonight, Father, from their head to their toes, dear Lord. They are healed by your stripes, dear Lord. And, Father God, look upon our children, dear Lord. Look upon the children that's being snatched from the street, Father God, that they're just snatching them, Father. And Lord, just send your angels out. Dispatch your angels out because it's just children having children, dear Lord. And, Lord, they don't know, Father God, but, Lord, cover your children because they are tomorrow's future, Father God. We just lift up every child to you, Father God, that you will cover them, Father. Look upon our family members, our children as well, dear Lord. Look upon the teachers that's in the school, Father God, that have to take a stand for these children, dear Lord. Continue to encourage their hearts, Father God, because it's a heavy burden on them, Father God, to carry, Father God, and they trust in you, dear Lord. And, Lord, look upon the United States, dear Lord. Look upon their economy. Look upon the Congress, dear Lord. Send the right people in their ears for counseling, Father God, that they will do the right thing, Father God. Guide them, Father God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing, Father God. And, Father God, look upon my brothers and sisters, dear Lord. Look upon my family that we would come closer, Father, for 2018. Right now we're closing out 2017. But, Father, I'm putting it on the altar that for my family, Father, for salvation and peace in the family, dear Lord. And I thank you, Father. And, Father God, we thank you for the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, for just allowing us to have this prayer, Father God, being a great leader to us, showing us the way, Father, that we would stand and be leaders. We would walk in our purpose. We would continue to walk in our purpose that God had already ordained for us. He already knew we was in our mother's womb, Father God. Everything that was predestinated, Father, that we will walk in the predestinated we were called to be, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. And, Father God, look upon those that just need you tonight, Father God. Just meet them at their need, Father God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for prophetology of 2018 that's coming, Father God. Bless the people that's coming to speak the word, Father God. Bless the singers, dear Lord. Bless the partners that's coming, Father God. Look upon those that's flying in, taking a bus, dear Lord, taking a train, dear Lord. Those who are coming by car, Father, could we just dispatch it out in the atmosphere that everything would be well, dear Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Prophetess
Alice.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your mercy, for your goodness and your love and your loving kindness, Father. And thank you for this prayer line and this group of prophets who have come together to raise up our voices, God, and be heard by you, Lord, as we seek your face, we seek your ear, God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And I ask you to bless each and every person on the line, God. And look upon Prophetess Tamlin Hodge and the loss of her family, God. You said, blessed are they that mourn, because they will be comforted, God. We look for comfort from you, God. And, God, we thank you for your grace and your love and your patience with us, God. And look upon each and every person named on the sick list, God. Let the sick say, I am healed. We pray for their healing, each and every person. Each and every person, God. I can't name them all, but you know every name on that list, and you know those who are on the prayer line who are in need of healing, God. I ask you to bless them. Heal their bodies, heal their minds, heal their emotions. Strengthen them, God. Give them peace, God. Look upon the elderly, Lord, and those who are suffering and afflicted and homeless. And here comes another holiday season, God, that we celebrate Thanksgiving, God. I ask you to bless your people in a mighty way, Lord. Give them companionship. Thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray and the work that she's doing with the homeless, God, feeding people, thank you, God, for each and every church that's opening their doors and each and every community center opening their doors to feed people who are in need of food and shelter. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah. Bless them in a mighty way, God, and bless the new babies that are coming into this world, God. Bless them, the new prophets that are coming in. God, your world is going to continue. Even though people are walking around in fear, we know that we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and you said you are not a God of fear. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we're just thanking you for a new day. A new day to start anew, Father. We thank you for the love and strength that you give us from one day to another. Father, we thank you for all things that are coming together for our good, Father. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around us as we go to and fro from sunup to sundown. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for our Archbishop, even our Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the Jordan legacy. We thank you for every legacy that is represented on this line, Father. Father, we thank you for the prayers that are being uttered. Father, we know that all things are great and greater, Father, because we know there's no lack in you. Father, we just thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around our children. Thank you for mending relationships. We thank you for strengthening marriages, Father. We thank you for healing and strength for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, for Prophetess Aisha Cooper, for the DeCruz family, Father, for Wally Bilal, Father. We thank you for just keeping my twin sister, Lord, because you said that no weapon formed against her or anyone on this line shall ever prosper. So, Father, I thank you for keeping your angels in place that's always large and in charge. Father, I thank you for lifting up our voices, even the voices that can't be heard. But, Father, you can hear their voices. Father, you can hear their prayers. Father, you can hear their supplication. And, Father, I just thank you for always being there, never leaving us, never forsaking us, Father. I just thank you. Father, I thank you for the Caribbean Islands and just keeping support around them, for Las Vegas, for California, for Texas, Father, for Puerto Rico. And, Father, I just thank you for your healing and your strength. I thank you for covering the armed forces, whether it's the Navy, Air Force, Marines. Father, I just thank you for just protecting the men and women that serve in our country. I thank you for world peace, and I thank you for leadership. I thank you for the deacons, the deaconesses, the pastors, the prophets. I thank you for prophecology, Father. I thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray, and I thank you for Prophetess Darlene Graham. Father, I just thank you for the prophets that have an ear to hear and that are interceding for everyone and everything. I thank you for the unity of poem. I thank you for the unity of prophecology. I thank you, Father, that you are great and you are greater. And I love you to life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Father God, I thank you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness in this hour. I thank you for blessing us with daily benefits, Father God. I give your name the praise, Father God, because you have woken us up this morning, Father God, and given us this glorious day, God. I thank you for even as we go into our rest, Father God, that you will visit us, Father God. You'll give us a peaceful rest, Father God, and you'll cover us and our homes and protect us while we rest, Father God. I bless your name. I thank you, Father God, because everybody on this line, Father God, is reaching, and I know that you're reaching back, Father God. I thank you for their healing, for their financial blessing, Father God, for all those bills that are met, Father God, for answering the financial calls, Father God, for answering the job situations and the career situations, Father God. I thank you, God, for just everything you're doing, even in their children's life, covering their children's life, Father, covering their elders, the elders, covering them in holes, Father God, protecting them and us from any evil spirit and any evil action that might come against us, Father God. Anyone who touches our elders, Father God, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for Sister Shalitha Harrelson and that you're handling her court situation. All is well. Frank Tucker, Father God, the generation of the Washingtons and the Liquishes and the Blake, Father God. I thank you for restoring family relationships, Father God. Family relationship, love, love, and more love, Father God. I thank you even on this day, Father God, for Elder the Braxton's, Father God, for, at Zoe Ministry, just coming in, stepping in, and ushering in to the services, all the angels, Father God, and the loving spirit, any Father God, prophets all over the world, we bless them. We thank you for our elder bishop, Archbishop Jordan, Pastor Jordan. We thank you for everyone on the line, God. I'm just so happy, rejoicing, because we're crying out. But, God, we know that you have an answer. You are the answer to each and everything, Father God. We bless your name. We bless your name, God. I love you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you on this day. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for all of the lives here on the line even now. We thank you for divine healing for those that need your healing touch even now, Father God. We thank you for the lives of your people. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, those that need your healing touch, Father God, heal us even now, Father God. Father God, those that need surgery even now, Father God, you be the surgeon even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for divine peace. Allow peace to reign in our homes. Allow order to reign in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for divine clarity. We thank you for the families that are even getting together in this season even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign indeed, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy even now, Father God. We thank you for your protective angels as we come and as we go. We continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And Father God, allow right relationships to enter our lives. In your mighty name we pray. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this mighty full day. We thank you for allowing us to see another great day. We thank you, God, for your mercy and for your healing, God. And we thank you, God, for giving us strength to keep moving forward, God. Father God, we ask that you cover each one of our seed and our children and our family members with the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for the healing that you're even bringing to the physical body of Sister Aisha and to Deaconess Cynthia, God. We thank you, God, for each and every prayer that you're listening to our prayers and the prayer requests, God, that you are remembering our prayers and answering each and every one of our prayers, God. We thank you, God, that you have already sent the angels to camp around us, God. Father God, you have called us to be great, God, and we are great in your name, God. Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that we have made. You have made us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus, oh, God, for your abundant blessings in this earth, God, and with great harvest, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for providing all of us out what we need, God. And we thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in your fields, God. And we thank you, God, that we can rejoice and thou great goodness in us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this good land in which we live, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for this Thanksgiving day and for us to be thankful for the food that you give us, oh God. We thank you, God, for thank you, God, for the schools, for the books, and for all your many churches all over the world, God. We thank you, God, and we thank you for your son, Jesus, dear Lord. We thank you for all our leaders, oh God. We thank you that we are prosperous, God. We thank you, God, for relationship healing and the right relationship, dear Lord. We thank you for traveling, God, and we thank you, God, for being with the sick and graciously comforting them, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the names that have been on the
on a list that we have to pray for, God. Thank you, God, for that. And thank you, God, for Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge and all the names, oh, God. You know what they're in the need of, dear Lord. We thank you, and we give you our honor and praise and glory, God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And thank you for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our family, and all around us. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
We thank you, Father God, for your strength and your grace and your mercy and your divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, that you give power to the faint and to them that have no might. You increase strength, for even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you, Father God, shall renew their strength. We thank you, God, that even now we're mounting up with wings as eagles. We thank you, Father God, that we run and not be weary. We thank you, Father God, that we walk and not faint. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that breaks the band of wickedness. We thank you, Lord God, that every stronghold, financial stronghold, is being pulled down. Banking institutions that's choking your people, we pull them down. We break the band even now. Lord God, loose the stronghold of the enemy. We break it, and we curse the very origin of it, and we reroute the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you for our heritage. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for bringing all things concerning your people into divine order. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing destroys every yoke. In Jesus' name, healing, restoration, and repair is our portion, and we receive it, and we thank you. And every prayer, every utterance is sealed in the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we are blessed beyond measure to be on this call, and we are blessed for our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah, who have carved out this opportunity, this place to come and pray and be in the presence of God in unity. Amen. Because where there's unity, there is strength. And we thank you for being on the call in this Thanksgiving season. Amen. And we just want to encourage you to sow a seed of thanksgiving. We want Archbishop to know that we are grateful for this time and for this space. Amen. And we don't want this door closing, because the people are being blessed. So we have to do what we have to do to keep this door open. Amen. So sow a seed of thanksgiving. Sow us that 8018 seed is back. Amen. That prosperity seed, that anointed seed. Amen. Sow your seed and eliminate your need. Sow your seed, stop the bleed. Sow your seed and become delivered from greed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if you believe that your prayer has been answered, amen. Sow a seed of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And we want Prophetess, either Prophetess Darlene Graham or Prophetess Olympia, can you do the announcements for us, please? Let us all not speak at once.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Prophet Darlene?
Go ahead, Prophet Olivia.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, we just want to encourage everyone to be a part. Amen, amen, for the 9 a.m. conference call in the morning with our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan. At 12 noon, we have the Talk Tuesday with Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophet Joshua Jordan, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. And then we want to remind everyone to join Prophet Joshua Jordan again back at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the conference call, and then coming back at 12 midnight to join us right here on the same line for our midnight prayer call. Amen?
Amen. Also, do not forget to register for the book of the month for your hotel room. So if anyone did not register, the link was sent out like 2 weeks ago. If you didn't get the link or anything, please call your contenance and let them know that you don't have the link to register for your room. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Is that all the announcements? Also, we want to remember the midnight cry. Amen. Bring someone, post. I'm appreciative to those of you who have responded and began to post the phone number on your Facebook pages, on your timelines. So go ahead and continue to do that. This is Thanksgiving season. A lot of people are transitioning, a lot of illness, a lot of depression. Amen. And we want to just be a lifeline to the body of Christ. So go ahead and advertise, post the number on your Facebook page. Let them know what the prophets are praying. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of the day. Peace.
God bless you.